Iraqi protesters have staged new curfews, defying curfew imposed after deadly clashes on Wednesday. Well, one of the rallies in the southern city of Amara turned ugly, leaving five people dead in clashes. In the capital, Baghdad, police also clashed with protesters who were burning tires. Security forces have blocked roads linking different neighborhoods. On Wednesday night, violent protests in two southern cities left 13 people, including two policemen, dead. Over 600 others, including security personnel, have been injured in 3 days of protests. Iraqi media say a senior commander is among the injured. The government blames a group of rioters for inciting violence. The rally started on Tuesday with demonstrators raising voices against corruption, unemployment, and lack of basic services. Iraqi parliament member Saad al-Motalibi says the recent demonstrations are traced to sources outside Iraq.
The problem with this particular demonstration is that this was initiated by pages in Facebook that were initiated from outside Iraq. Security forces in Iraq's intelligence have traced these pages through Facebook into countries outside Iraq. They are being directed from somewhere, and that somewhere is the entity that the intelligence service are looking for. Definitely no political party have claimed responsibility or trying to be part of this demonstrators. The very dangerous thing is that the coincidence of the 1st of October very closely linked to the march of the Arba'in Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So that there is an opportunity for the demonstrators or for those who are the architects of the demonstrators to link these demonstrations with the Arba'in, and using those Arba'in people who are going to visit Imam Hussein in Karbala to direct them against the government.